Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, cash cattle trades expected to continue to develop today, with both sides apparently desiring to wrap up business today before the Good Friday holiday tomorrow. Light to moderate trade that developed in the South yesterday may have moved through cattle for the weekend, Texas and Kansas. These sales were at about $126, about $2 higher than last week. Trade in the North is yet to develop, but the firming tone is causing stronger asking prices of $128 to $130 in our part of the country. The expectation is that cash cattle prices will be higher in all areas by the end of the week. Futures trades expected to be mixed, with additional narrow trading shifts likely this morning. Now, all eyes will be on the release of a weekly export sales report this morning. Traders will focus on any new sales to China and also focus on overall shipments in the report. Following last week's large export levels, the expectation is that additional strong hog sales and shipments will be seen once again, but any sales are likely to be supportive to the market as traders continue to look at both short and long-term movement to China. Moving to the grains, the wheat markets are mixed lower this morning, with winter wheat contracts lower and spring wheat slightly higher. Wheat was a little going, it was going for just a little bit from a fundamental perspective, as Northern Hemisphere exporters should see a sizable bounce back in production this year. U.S. wheat crops are off to a promising start, and forecasts from the Northern Plains point toward a stretch of above normal temperatures to finish off April. Soybean contracts were slightly higher this morning, following yesterday's washout, which saw the lowest spot prices since November. The market seems dissatisfied with reports a trade deal between China and the U.S. may not be complete until the end of May. And corn prices are slightly higher this morning. As most contracts continue to plumb along near contract lows, bulls have not been able to spur short covering by funds from late planting, and the complacency by funds to date is understandable. We're going to check all your futures here when we come up in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle down 7 cents yesterday, 122.37. August up 22 cents, 119.55. May feeder cattle down 60 cents, 150.60. August up 25 cents, 160.45. May hogs down 5 cents, 88.92. In June, down a dollar at 96.12. Kansas City wheat, May's up 3.5, 420 and a half. July's up 3 and 3 quarters at 426 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May's up 2 cents, 447. July's up 1 and 3 quarters at 450 and a quarter. May corn is down 3 quarters at 358 and a quarter. July's down 3 quarters at 367. May soybeans down 9 cents, 879. July is down 9 and a quarter at 892 and a half. Cotton futures, May's down 35, 77.76. July down 57, 78.39. May crude up 19, 63.95. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.